Nation.
Hey, what's up, what's up?
Look who's back in the building. Gary and Bratz in the house.
What's up, y'all? Yes, Gary and I are happy to be back. But Cardi B ain't too happy, honey. She about to go Bodak Yellow on Cuban, dog.
Let's hope not. I'm here with Tanner Thomason, and our girl Sherry is back. Yay, yay. And I can't wait to find out if Jim Jones really tongue-kissed his mama. We will explain. But Sherry, what you got first, mommy?
Not a tongue kisser. Oh, wow. Well, looks like Kanye West and his new boo thing, Julia Fox, is still going strong. All right, all right. So Julia wrote about her experience dating Kanye in Interview Magazine, sharing some intimate pics they took together. Were they really intimate, y'all? She said that she and Kanye met on New Year's Eve, and it was an instant connection. His energy is so fun to be around. Me and my friends laughing, dancing, and smiling all night. We decided to keep the energy going and fly back to New York City to see Slave play. He also showered her with expensive clothes. And get this, y'all. Before she started dating Kanye, she did an interview admitting to being a longtime fan of Kim Kardashian and her family.
Cringy.
Super fan of family.
Now she's in the family.
Yeah. So, Gary, you are all things Kardashian. You think this relationship is going to last?
I sure, you know damn well this ain't gonna let. Kanye got a woman now that he could play dress up with. He loved to dress up women and stuff, and that's his new muse. And that's all that's gonna be, child, because this girl, honey, she had a lot of issues. I know he liked wounded dogs, but honey.
And you know he trying to do anything to make Kim upset and make her want him back.
But
you
I think the lowest common denominator is if you've seen the movie Uncut Gems, I don't blame Kanye West.
I had not seen Uncut Gems, and I really do think that there's a chance that Kanye and Kim watched this movie together. Because just this morning, I was like, all right, let me Google Julia Fox and Uncut Gems. And I was like, oh, shoot, I can't let anyone at work see what is on this screen. Yeah. Because now I'm into Julia Fox.
Would y'all date somebody that is a fan?
No.
Like your ex is famous and she's a fan of your ex?
Well, when you're that famous like the Kardashians and Kanye, it's going to be pretty hard not to run into somebody that's not your fan or admires your work in some capacity.
Let me tell you something, too. If I ever meet a billionaire, I guarantee you I'm going to have an instant connection too.
Right.
So. Okay. Well, it looks like Cardi B and Cuban Doll have reignited their beef. So the beef goes all the way back to 2018, where Offset was accused of cheating on Cardi with Cuban. Now, fast forward today, things heated back up when Cuban tweeted, "I pray a man don't marry me just to cheat on me. That's next level OD disrespect." Well, Cardi took that as a jab and responded in true Cardi B fashion, which set Cuban off, and that's when things really went left. Now, Cuban took it back to 2018 and claimed that Offset was, in fact, trying to smash, even though she denied meeting him back then, and then claimed that she was paid off by Offset not to snitch. Now, it sounds like Offset should get his money back if that was true.
Trying to offset the cost there.
I don't know if it's true or not. We don't know, but you know people are going to come at you all the time about that's the one thing that they know that triggers you. When people know what your trigger is, I feel like you can't give in because they always going to do it.
And I would say getting cheated on is probably
that's our trigger. Like if you're trying to get famous, you know what to say to Cardi B to push her button. Say something about Offset.
I mean, if we all said, if we all said right now, Offset tried to mess with us, that's going to trigger Cardi.
It sure is. If I said it, honey, so good.
We got a juice exclusive here, Gary?
Gary smash.
Well, moving on, y'all. It looks like Jim Jones raised some eyebrows over the weekend following his appearance on Angela Yee's Lip Service podcast. So Jim revealed that his mother tongue kissed him as a kid. Take a look.
My mom taught me how to kiss when I was younger.
What did she tell you to do?
She told me how to tongue kiss when I was younger.
Like, what's the instructions?
It wasn't no instructions. She showed me with her mouth. Like, she
kissed you?
It's my mother.
Y'all, after this shocking confession went viral, Jim claimed he was just joking. But Mama Jones went on IG and appeared to have confirmed the story and said she was merely teaching her son how to deal with the woman. Now, what y'all think?
Wow. mean an adult.
I don't even want that visual of them kissing.
Is the statute of limitations over?
Man.
I definitely feel like Jim Jones was joking because, like, I mean, we even find it gross when parents do that thing where they lick their thumb and they try to get something off your mouth. Yeah. Like, so, like, we definitely ain't going to be kissing on moms. Yeah, but not like that.
But what a joke to make, HK. I mean, in all your joking around, have you ever said, my mama tongue kissed me?
Never.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think it's nothing wrong with that. Had I had that issue, I wouldn't have been in the situation that I'm in right now. My mama should have tongue kissed me.
No,
and
Gary.
I wouldn't have been going.
You've been fell in love with your mama, and it'd be a whole nother situation.
I already think it's a little weird to kiss your child on the lips. Like, that never happened in my household. It was always cheeks, but like on the lips.
Yeah, my mom.
No, I did. I kissed my son on the lips, and probably 4 years ago, he was like, this
Hell
is
no.
weird.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Hell no. And they will tell you, but you don't tongue kiss.
No.
When you, that's an intimate kind of sexual
thing. That's another level. That's another tier.
That's another level.
That's the next tier.
And I would hope that Jim Jones is joking, and I would hope that one of his friends would go, that ain't no funny joke.
No. All right, in case you didn't know, last night was the Golden Globe Awards, even though it wasn't televised, and the only celebrity involved was Jamie Lee Curtis with a pre-taped message about the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's charitable work. Wow.
Oh, wow.
The winners were announced on Twitter, and they included Will Smith for Best Actor in King Richard, and MJ Rodriguez, who became the first transgender woman to win a Golden Globe for her role in Pose. Wow,
the
y'all.
The first time a transgender wins, and that they don't even stream it. Right. They don't play it on TV.
MJ Rodriguez. Right. Shout out. Right. Congratulations.
Oh, right.
And how much did they pay Jamie Lee Curtis to do
a
that
lot
little
of
PSA?
Money, right? A lot of money.
I would have did it.
Me too. They're like, who's that guy? Yeah. Hi, I'm Chewy Martinez.
In case you didn't. Feel my ass.
They'd be like, who the hell is that?
I think that the Golden Globes is so, they're so mired in scandal. I knew when they had Snoop announcing the nominees, because they you know, they were accused of not having diversity and any people of color on their membership board. So they went all the way over Snoop to announce. I said, they're in trouble.
They said Snoop Dogg is going to announce the nominees.
I was like, the Golden Globe's in trouble.
They're in trouble, guys.
I don't know how they can recover.
All right, well, shifting gears, we want to pay our respects to Sidney Poitier. The legendary actor passed away at the age of 94. Now, Mr. Poitier started countless classic movies such as In the Heat of the Night, To Serve with Love, and Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and he became the first African-American to win an Academy Award for his film Lilies of the Field. Now, later in life, he became a director as well as the Bahamian ambassador to Japan. Now, his impact was undeniable, and he will be greatly missed, man. R.I.P. to Sidney Poitier, a.k.a. They Called Me Mr. Tibbs.
They called me Mr. Tibbs.
The Force.
And remember the movies he made with Bill Cosby.
Uptown Saturday Night.
Yes.
Let's Do It Again, baby.
Yes.
Let's Do It Again. We also want to pay tribute to Bob Saget. The actor and comedian passed away yesterday at the age of 65. And of course, Bob Saget is best known for his role as Danny Tanner in Full House. But he also hosted America's Funniest Home Videos and was the narrator of How I Met Your Mother.
Man.
Just as a stand-up comic, he was always a really nice guy. And if you saw him do stand-up, he was very raunchy. He was not like his Full House
hilarious. He
persona.
Was hilarious.
He was so hilarious. So he was just getting back into his stand-up groove.
Yeah, both of those hit differently. I mean, like, you know, Sidney Poitier had a long life, but man, 65 is still relatively young out here in these streets.
That's young.
Yeah. Well, we definitely want to send our prayers and thoughts to the family and friends of both Bob Saget and Sidney Poitier. May they both rest in peace.
Yes.
And there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
And we are back. Woo, the thirst is real for 504'n, honey. A fan slid up in the rapper's DMs and delivered a triple X-rated Demon Time voicemail that left everybody wondering, was that a vacuum or was that a human? Listen to this.
Fabio, you are so damn sexy. My God, I just can't. Every time I look at you, just want to give you some of that.
Ooh, yummy. Sign me up.
Happy New Year.
A lot of things y'all thought it was hilarious. But somebody that didn't think it was so funny was Favio's lady, Jasmine, okay? She was pissed. And she posted the message and took her disappointment to IG and said, when you're in a relationship, there's just certain things you don't post.
I mean, if your person is in the limelight, like when you out there doing your thing, sometimes this is a byproduct of you being on fire. Like, nobody cares that you're in a relationship. Like, you should be happy that your person's on fire right now.
It sounded like she was eating some hot, fresh out the grease fried chicken. Like,
like, like when you go to the car wash and you're using a vacuum cleaner and you're trying to get in the cup holder.
And
like,
it gets stuck.
And it's a little bit of juice in there. Like,
that's that vacuum orgasm.
Yeah, that's happening.
Has anybody, Chewy, you ever got a crazy audio message in your...
I get crazy DMs every single
day. Like, what? What's the craziest one?
What's the craziest?
I get boobies.
Wow, did you get mine, Brett? I sent you one in your DM.
No, Sherry. I didn't get it. Let me scroll down and check, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the one. The boobs are hanging out the box, but that's mine.
Oh, wow.
They're out the box, but that's mine.
Thank you for the visual.
Well, anyway, y'all. Well, all right, honey. Moving on from that.
Gary, you do that all the time?
No.
More like Gary with the gold medal. Jesus. All right.
Class is after the show.
Gary with the gobble gobble.
Gobble gobble.
Gary with the gobble. Okay, guys, Josh Duhamel is getting married again. The actor revealed the exciting news on social media with his fiancée, Audra Mari. He posted a pic of the two happy in love and said, it's on. She found a message in a bottle that washed ashore and said, yes, at Audra Mari. And check this out. His ex-wife, Fergie, congratulated the couple by commenting congrats with six green hearts. So it's all love.
Which no, it's not all love.
You don't think it's all love, Sherry? Come
green
on.
Green is jealousy. Oh, is I don't know if y'all remember.
I think y'all reading into it too far. I think Fergie is happy,
Brad.
And they have a good friendship, and she's happy for him. They were good friends. They had a good relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, but y'all, if your ex got engaged and posted it, would you guys comment?
No, all my exes are blocked.
What? Oh, hey, black.
Blocked. They're blocked.
Blocked.
And two of them, yeah.
Two of them are black.
Two of them are black.
Black and blocked.
Two of them are black. Two of them are
blocked. They put my ears together.
Blocked.
All right, up next is Jaheim Really Challenge Usher. We'll get into that after the break. But first, Headcrack has an offer to save you some time and money. Love to hear it.
Happy 2022, and it's the new year, and it's time to put those goals and resolutions into action. One of my goals is to economize my time better and, keep ducking that COVID. Now, if you're a small business owner, you're busy enough as it is, and you don't have time to deal with the hassle of going to the post office. With Stamps.com, you can skip the trip and never waste another dollar or minute. You can spend less time at the post office and more time running your business. Stamps.com gives you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer. Whether you're in an office or sending invoices, a side hustle, Etsy shop, or whatever, full-blown warehouse, whatever you're doing, Stamps.com will make your life easier. And I love using stamps because all you need is a computer and a standard printer, no special supplies or equipment, and you're up and running in minutes. Printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send, it's that easy. So save time and money this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code DishNation for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code DishNation.
Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, welcome back. Now, there's been some fire versus battles lately, but let's see what y'all think about this one. So, OG R&B singer Jaheim wants to battle the one and only Usher, and he made the challenge on Instagram. Now, he said,
let's settle this once and for all. Someone set it up. Let's move the pawns out the way. King, move. But if you are scared, I'll say checkmate. I'll give Usher 1 month to step up. Nothing personal. He's one of the best, respectively.
Respectfully or respectively?
Respectively?
Respectively. Respectively means each one.
Yeah, but Jaheim's from a different universe these days. So, respectively for him. But what do y'all think? I mean, like, Jaheim did have some bops.
Some chops.
But can they stand against Usher, though?
No, and hell
really?
No.
I think that when you're the one that has to put the challenge out, It never looks good. Right, right. And then when you give somebody a month to respond, right, it really don't look good.
Yeah. You're like just trying month? To get some shine off of who Usher exactly. is and what he doing yeah. right now. He living his best life doing residencies in Vegas, and he ain't worried about nobody.
And I think Jaheim is driving a cab or something the last time.
Jaheim. Did you say Jaheim?
I looked up Jaheim's Instagram.
Jaheim.
Jaheim. No, I'm sorry. Please don't put this on TV.
Please. No.
Please
put this on TV.
Make a private.
Y'all not from the same neighborhood, Tanner. It's Jaheim.
Okay, well, moving along. Sherry, I'm real sorry. You might want to brace yourself on this one.
Oh, Lord.
Know how you feel
now?
About Trevor Noah?
Yes.
You guys know Trevor was dating Minka Kelly, but they broke up last summer. Well, I'd say they're back together.
They went
Instagram official.
Wow.
Instagram official. Okay, check this out on Instagram. In Trevor's pic, he sat next to Minka at a friend's birthday party right before New Year's. Then just yesterday, Minka posted her own picture with Trevor and their friends on a yacht.
Hello.
Yes.
On a yacht. She said, take a trip to South Africa, find friends like these, have the holiday of a lifetime.
They went all the way to South Africa?
They went to
South Africa.
Another friend.
Motherland.
Yeah. Another friend shared a video of them dancing on the yacht, as you do. Now, Sherry, I want to know, are you going to be okay? What do you think of this? We remember what that girl did for Fivio.
No,
how
I'm
she
not
got
okay.
his attention.
I'm not okay. I was so happy when they broke up because he bought that $12 million mansion.
Right, huge house.
He's lonely and single.
Yes.
I've been driving by pretty much every weekend, just cruising along.
Yeah.
But the picture that she posted, I want y'all to know, the picture he posted, she wasn't as big as the picture that Minka Kelly posted.
That also
means that Noah's not all the way in.
Hey. I don't know.
So maybe if I leave Noah.
Yeah. What do you think, y'all? Do yachts make situations better? Like, like Sherry, if one of your exes hit you up and wanted to take you on a ride in a tugboat, would you take him back?
That's dirty.
If you said Sherry big enough for a tugboat.
We go to South Crenshaw, South Africa. On a tugboat.
We go to South Englewood.
I don't think Noah's all the way in, so I'm holding out.
It's okay, Sherry. You use African pride grease. That's close enough.
There you go.
I do. I do.
With juices and berries in there.
Okay.
All right, up next, a politician is shoveling his way out of a big mess concerning his wife. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Canadian politician John Reyes might reconsider the next time he decides to tweet about his wife. John tweeted, even after a 12-hour night shift at the hospital last night, my wife still had energy to shovel the driveway. God bless her and all our frontliners. Time to make her some breakfast.
Wow. You don't expose yourself.
Yeah, you did. Social media ripped him apart, asking why he couldn't do it for her, and others hoping she would leave him for this. It got so bad that his wife, Cynthia, had to respond saying, all I wanted to do was shovel. Nobody wants to shovel snow.
I feel differently.
Really?
I feel differently from everybody else.
Yeah.
Sometimes shoveling snow is cathartic.
I love shoveling snow.
And she may have gotten off work and been like, I need to shovel the snow.
Exactly.
So this is why you don't be getting folks married.
Right.
Like, sometimes doing simple house and yard work is like, it's really relaxing. The new Weekend album just came out.
Yeah.
You shoveling snow, you listening to the Weekend, you good.
Yeah.
Well, Sherry and Brett, do y'all like coming to work?
Yeah.
Well, y'all don't come?
Yes.
That much, so I mean, I don't know.
You don't want this thing going.
Gary, who was off for a week, Gary?
Wow. Yeah.
Did you finish your contract negotiations,
Hello.
Gary?
Hello? Don't be mad because we booked him busy.
Okay.
That's right. He wrote that one down.
Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't wait to say that. Couldn't wait.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.